Foxton Readers Level 3. The Great Gatsby by Francis Scott Fitzgerald. Retold by Kelly Townley. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. When I was a young man, my father told me to always be kind and to respect everyone. "We shouldn't judge people on whether they are rich or poor," he said, "because having a lot of money does not make you a good person." That is a very true fact. This is the story of a man, a great man, called Mr. Gatsby. He was a friend of mine, but the story does not end well. My name is Nick Carraway. I moved to New York City in the summer of 1922. I had come home from the war, and now everything seemed boring. I came to the city for some excitement, and I was not disappointed. New York was amazing. It was the biggest, most exciting city in the whole world, and it was getting bigger every day. It had everything you could dream of, such as cars, fashion, people of every color and nation, jazz music, and even alcohol, although that was illegal in America at this time. Everybody wanted to be in New York City. I didn't live in the city. I rented a small cottage on Long Island. Long Island is next to New York City, and it was where all the rich people lived. They also had apartments in the city, of course, but this was where they had their big houses, next to the water. The island had two sections that stuck out in oval shapes. One was called West Egg, and the other was called East Egg, probably because the oval shapes looked a bit like eggs. If you stood on West Egg, you could see East Egg, and vice versa. The two places were very different, though. East Egg was where people who were born with lots of money lived. They were called old money. They thought they were better than everyone else. They also thought they had more class. West Egg was where people who had made their money recently lived. They were called new money, and the old money people did not like them. They thought new money people had no class. Old money was good, upper-class people, and new money was bad, lower-class people. They just had more money. My cottage was on West Egg, even though I was more old money than new money. I wasn't personally rich, but I wasn't poor either. My family was wealthy. In fact, my cousin, Daisy, lived just across the water on East Egg, in one of the biggest houses on Long Island. She was married to Tom Buchanan, who belonged to one of the richest families in America. I'd gone to university with Tom, and we were friends. I could see their house from my cottage. There was a green light at the end of their garden that I could easily see. Daisy was very excited when I moved in. "You must come for dinner," she said. "I would love to," I said. Dinner was a formal occasion. I wore my smartest clothes. I saw Tom first. He was exercising outside. He was a big, strong man, and arrogant too. He'd been a very successful sporting man at university, and always seemed a bit sad now, as though his best days were over. "Nick," he called loudly, "good to see you. Come inside and see the girls." Inside, two women were sitting on a couch. One was small and pretty, with a pleasing smile and golden hair. This was Daisy. But I did not know the other woman. She was tall and thin, with a short bob of black hair. She did not smile. "This is Jordan," said Tom. "She's a famous golfer." "Oh, Nick," said Daisy, jumping up. "We're all so happy to see you. It gets so terribly boring around here. You must stay all night." I laughed. "I can't stay too late. I have to go to work in the morning." They laughed too. Then the phone rang. It rang and rang. "Ring, ring," Ring, ring. Well, aren't you going to answer that? Daisy shouted at Tom. Tom walked away angrily, and Daisy followed. What was that about? I asked Jordan. Oh, Tom has another woman, she said. She keeps calling. Can you imagine anything ruder than calling during dinner?